radio program is specially made for you. Zone 72, a radio program for youth and by youth, giving you a platform to talk about access of youth-friendly services, sex education, building the emotional, physical, and intellectual health of youth, and advocating for government policies to strengthen youth capacities. Tune in every Saturday at 4 p.m. to be part of the Zone 72 Youth Radio Program, only on iRadio, your eye on South Sudan. Welcome to Zone 72, a radio program for youth and by youth, featuring stories that talk about access of youth-friendly services, sex education, building the emotional, physical and intellectual health of youth, and advocating for government policies to strengthen youth capacities. Only on iRadio, your eye on South Sudan.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to yet another episode of Zone 72 Youth Program. And my name is Winnie Eric, your host for the program. Zone 72 Youth Program focuses on the rights and choices for all adolescents and youth, and the program as well emphasizes on the three-pillared global strategy for adolescents and youth, putting young people at the center of sustainable development. This program is brought to you in collaboration with the Canadian Association of Midwives, UNFPA, Shabab Le Shabab, and Sanama. Zone 72 Youth Program airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. on iRadio, your eye on South Sudan. In today's edition of the program, we shall be focusing on sexual reproductive health and young people, whereby we shall be discussing about youth sexual reproductive health and understand what it is all about. Later on the show, we shall also get to learn about the challenges of reproductive health among young people, its importance, and the main steps to follow, and some recommended sexual health services to young women in South Sudan. But before proceeding with our discussions, let's have a brief background on sexual reproductive health and young people. According to the UNFPA, for millions of young people around the world, the onset of adolescence brings not only changes to their bodies, but also new vulnerabilities to human rights abuses, particularly in the arenas of sexuality, marriage, and childbearing. Millions of girls are coerced into unwanted sex or marriage, putting them at risk of unwanted pregnancies, unsafe abortions, sexually transmitted infections, including HIV, and dangerous childbirth. Adolescent boys are at risk as well. Young people, both boys and girls, are excessively affected by HIV. Yet too many young people face barriers to reproductive health information and care. Even those able to find accurate information about their health and rights may be unable to access the services needed to protect their health. Adolescent sexual and reproductive health must be supported. This means providing access to comprehensive sexuality education, services to prevent, diagnose, and treat STIs, and counseling on family planning. It also means empowering young people to know and exercise their rights, including the right to delay marriage and the right to refuse unwanted sexual advances. So now, what is youth sexual reproductive health? Why it is important to ensure that sexual and reproductive health services reach young people? What about the challenges of reproductive health among young people? What could be the main steps taken, and what are some of the recommended sexual reproductive health services to young women in South Sudan? For a better discussion on today's topic, I am now joined by Anyer Malual, a youth working for Shabab Le Shabab, and Nyasande Mawich. Nyasande, can you tell detail about yourself?
Okay, I'm Nyasande Mawich. I'm a volunteer at Shabab Le Shabab. Also a media and communication officer at Foundation for Youth Initiative.
All right. Thank you. You're welcome to the program.
Thank you.
All right, to start with, what is youth sexual reproductive health? I think, Anyer, you can start.
Okay, thank you so much. Youth reproductive sexual health, I'll define it by saying it is the physical and emotional well-being of an adolescent.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Nyasande, do you have something to add on that?
Yes, sure. I would, first of all, thank you. I would like to add a little bit more. Youth sexual reproductive health, as I can define it, is kind of like an information, providing information, education, and violence and co-creation, such that health services to adolescents to help them understand their sexual and reproductive, protect them from unintended pregnancy, STDIs, and HIV.
Okay. Now, what are the challenges of reproductive health among young people?
First of all, adolescents are faced by many challenges when it comes to such across the world. This includes early pregnancies and parentalhood, which it's an early thing. Difficulties accessing contraceptive and self-abortions, I can say, and high rates of HIV and sexually transmitted infections. These are including gonorrhea, syphilis, you know.
Yes. So, Anyer, do you have something you need to add on the challenges young people like you normally face?
Okay, let me say, young people like me normally face challenges. There are many challenges that we do face, especially here in South Sudan. As youths, we need to be guided by our parents or guardians. We need to be guided through so that we get to know that situation. At a certain point, we don't mess up with our sexual, our stage of adolescent, simply because we're in that stage. Let me say, the challenges we face, we lack guidance, parental guidance, actually, from our parents. This is because they do have the fear to talk or discuss things that are concerned with sex or anything of that kind with the daughters in their houses. And then when it comes to church, when you go to church, most times it is the same case as our parents. They do fear. If a girl goes to the church and then starts to talk about the use of condoms, the use of this, the use of that for protection, they look at you as someone who is spoiled. This is our community and our environment. This is the situation we are in. And then when it comes to our culture normally prohibits our family members to talk to us about how a girl should maintain herself during that stage of adolescent. Mm. For example, if a girl that is undergoing the adolescent stage, you can't control that stage. You can't control it, but there are things that you can use to prevent yourself from getting HIV/AIDS. But obviously your parents haven't guided you, or your relatives have not passed you through that talk between a family and their daughter. You, the girl, you will mess up later because you were not taught what you were supposed to be taught at that moment. You were supposed to be told, this thing is like this. When you are having sex, fine. Our culture says a girl who is not yet married is not supposed to have sex with a man that she's dating. Actually, what you just do, you take your man home, sit him in the sitting room, have some little talk, and then he departs back home. That's all you do. But as a modern world, sometimes we feel like the Western life has taken over us all, and so we just do things according to the Western life that we have learnt. So therefore, we are likely to be talked to by our relatives and community. Let them talk to us or discuss to us matters concerning sex and how to protect ourselves during the sex process. Okay, fine. If we do need it badly, then we need to protect ourselves, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they need to pass us through. They need to give us that knowledge that we are really... Okay, fine. We need you to protect yourself. We need you safe as our child. But not if you do this, you do this, you do that, then you are a bad girl. You become a prostitute in the end because you just had sex with the man that you were dating and not the man you were married to. So these things are the ones that are challenging us mostly as the youths.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. You talked about protection, and you know, as young people, we are always active. If it comes to like sex, so as a young person, how can you protect yourself from getting infection through sexual intercourse?
I can protect myself from getting some sexual transmitted diseases through the use of condoms. If I want to have sex with a partner, let me say, it's not because I do not trust the partner or not because of any other thing, but just for my safety and the partner's safety, I will have to advise him we use a condom at that moment. And if he insists, then we will have to first go through a medical checkup. That's all I can say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, why is it important to ensure that sexual and reproductive health services reach young people? I think, Nyasande, I can start this with you.
Okay. I think it's important because it provides the knowledge to young people, gives them the guidance on how to go about their daily life as youth and adolescents. Mm-hmm. You see, through these messages, a lot of youth don't have the potential to get these messages. First of all, from parents, because sex education in our country is not really recognized. And I believe that this is really important because it enables them to make notices and change some things about themselves. I mean, if a youth is really informed about their health, their sexual health, they'll know how to go about it. For example, let's say I'm a youth and maybe I don't know about anything and I come across these sexual reproductive lessons and all that. Trust me, I'll be able to know that I'm supposed to do this, I'm supposed to do that, that will make me healthy and all that. And also, it's kind of like an education system in a way, because you see, not every day will you get this.
Mm.
Because our parents, according to the cultures, they've been like, they don't tell us all this. But then we are in the 21st century and things are being laid out on the open, and youth, as day goes by, they get to learn more about their sexuality and all that. So I believe it's a channel to educate these young people, elaborate to them more about their sexual life, and tell them that this is who you are, this is the stages that you're in, these are the things that you're facing, and likely the effects, and they can be positive and negative. So it's upon them to take whatever lesson that they've been given, whether they see like it'll be positive or negative upon them, the choice there. So I believe it's a lesson, it educates, it gives knowledge, and yeah.
It's okay. Now, what are the main steps that young people can take to maintain their sexual health? I can start with Daniel and then I'll come to you on Sunday.
Okay. The steps that youths can take to protect themselves,
Yes, the steps that young people can take to maintain their sexual health, like to stay healthy as a young person, which steps will you take?
Okay. As a young person, you need to go for sexual guidance from those that are, or from health insurances, like, let me say, if you can go to a hospital and ask for some few guidances through, then I believe that you will be guided on what to do during that time. You'll be told what to do and what to not do in order to protect yourself by the doctor. And then I can also say, if we youths come up with should I call it an initiative that talks about sexual education, then that would be good. It would educate most people in this situation, most people within this stage of ours, so that they don't mess up with themselves anyhowly. And if we also get to put in a, I don't know how to term this, but I have the idea.
You can explain in Arabic, no problem.
No, I don't speak Arabic.
Yeah. Tell me.
Mm-hmm. I can just explain it to you. Like this process whereby we talk to our parents about this sex education. They'll have to learn how to educate their daughters and sons on how to deal with sex, with sexual education. Like if we pass these messages to parents and the other communities that believe that it's not a good thing to educate children about sex at that moment, then I believe if we talk to them in a way that we get to convince them, I believe they'll have to talk to their children in the future. It's for the good of the child, not for the parent. Mm. Already they have gone through their stages, and so we believe that if we talk to them, that parental guidance sometimes it's good for a child, then I believe they'll understand that it is going to be beneficial for their children, and it will prevent their children from getting HIV, AIDS, STDs and other transmitted diseases.
Okay. Sonia Sande, do you have something you need to add on these steps?
Yeah, sure. I would just love to add a little bit on what she mentioned, parental guidance. I think like parents should stop hiding the closet hiding behind culture and all that. I mean, they need to let their children know about all this. And also youth needs to accept that this is them, this is their lives, and this, if they mess up or maybe something like that, it's affecting them at the end of the day. And I feel like youth should come up with, as she said, maybe an initiative that maybe is basically concerned about youth, sexuality, and every other thing that is involving youth. And also the parents, I really, the cause and the society and, yeah, the community at large should really come up with these things, like encourage the youth. You know, without them coming up with such a thing, youth will not be bold enough to come up, because, you see, unless the root of something comes up or maybe says something, that's when the leaves or the stem can do an action. So I feel like parents and the community can actually, like, stop this, like, okay, the culture and all that, they put it and they're ignorant about it, they don't give importance to this. I feel like they should just come out clean and clear. Mm. Educate your girl, your young girl, tell her, my daughter, this is how it is, this is your body, your body goes through changes and you'll notice this and that, and there are certain times you'll have some, there would be some changes, you would feel differently for the opposite sex and all that, you'll feel like this sex and all that, you know. They need to be open about sex education. So I feel like parents should come up with a strategy to educate young people and their young children about sex education. And also youth should take it up upon themselves to come up with this initiative to enable themselves and other youths who are unlucky to know about it, know at all.
Okay. Now, on your Sunday, as media and communication officer, more especially for the youth, what are some of the recommended sexual reproductive health services to young women in South Sudan?
First of all, you need to know your health status. For a person who is growing up, you need to know every health status that you're in. Are you safe? Are you healthy enough? That's one step. And also, if you're a lady or maybe you're a young person and maybe you're seeing a partner, you have a partner. Mm. It's safe enough to know the status of the other partner. And if you guys are this type of partners who maybe, you know, we're active, sexually active, I can say I'm not afraid to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think it's wise enough if you could make use of the condoms, as Anir said earlier. And also, there are the pills, though I'm not gonna advise that, because you see it's always recommended for people who are married, but this one's to save people from early pregnancies and all that. You see, they can make use of the pills, and also abstinence, of which in our generation is a bit hard, but if you can abstain, I mean, you're better off.
Okay.
Maybe my friend can add on that.
Well, before adding, you talk about pills. Which type of pills? Is it like family planning pills, or what is it exactly?
Well, they call it the family planning pills. There's the P2, there's the other one, the 7-day administered pills. The P2 is one that is administered, you take it like within 72 hours. There's the one you take before having sex, and the other one you take it after. Like, okay, the first one you take it within the 12 hours, the other one you take it before the 72 hours, and yeah. So this one, it's kind of like, it's an emergency pill. It's not a pill that you're supposed to take it daily. Mm. And people need to know that it's not a daily dose. It's something you take at least once in a month, because if you take it more than that, it sometimes alters your hormones. You can find yourself having your period twice or thrice, which is not healthy because it alters the hormone. So this one is an emergency pill. There's the other pills, this is advice for married ladies who, you know, this is the conjugal something every day. The one you take before having sex, and that's it. Yeah, kind of.
Okay, what does the pill prevent? STIs?
No, it doesn't prevent STIs. Prevents pregnancy.
Okay.
Yeah, because estrogen, the hormone, goes and alters it. You see, this thing is active, and when one have unprotective sex, maybe you're not on your safeties, because people sometimes, they assume they're on their safeties, and luckily they're not. So this, when you take this pill, it goes and alters. It destroys that hormone, which makes it like it won't be active. So the semen that got into you won't be active, rather it will be produced elsewhere.
Okay.
So prevents the pregnancy.
Okay. Dear listener, you are still listening to Zone 72 Youth Program on iRadio UI on South Sudan. And that was Anyer Malwal, a youth working for Shabab Le Shabab, and Nyasande Mawich, a media and communication officer, and also a volunteer for Shabab Le Shabab speaking. And our studio lines are now open. You can call on 0922-986-986 or 0911-986-986, so you can send a text on 0913-986-986. We are talking about sexual reproductive health and young people. That's why you have been hearing voices of young people inside the studio. But they are not only young, however, they are also experts in the field of sexual reproductive health and young people. If you have any question as a young person, ask, and you will be responded instantly by this team of experts. Oh, tell me, why do you think it's very important for you to know and maintain your sexual reproductive health as a young person? I read you.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Simple Man. I'm calling from Konya Konya.
Oh, Simple Man, you're welcome.
Yes. I have a tough question to ask, but you guys are talking about sexual management, I will just ask it.
Okay.
So, my question is this. Is it healthy to have sex every time you need it, or do you have a period of time of having sex if you want to have it?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, Simple Man. Thank you, Simple Man, for that question. I think you can respond to Simple Man. Did you get his question?
Yeah, I got his question.
Yes.
Well, it's not a daily dose. So, yeah, depending with the partners, I cannot say it's... Okay, I don't know how it is, but then I don't think daily, unless if you want to make children. If you're married, it's allowed, it's okay. But if you're just dating and all that, you know, it's not like we're having sex to make children. Sex is something that's fun for couples. And you do it. But I would advise, like, at least you don't do it every day, because, wow, it freaks out every day. Okay?
All right. Okay. Thank you. Simple man, let me hope you got the answer to your question. Of course, you cannot have it all the time, man. You also need to rest. Eh? And it's normally for people who are married, as Sunday said. So the only thing you can do is you cannot take it frequently. It's not a medicine. So that's what you need to know as a young person. You can also call and share your opinion straight away. I read you.
Hello.
Yes, please. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Franco.
You're welcome, Franco.
I'm sorry for Arabic.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Shukran, Franco Mamusarak Taki, did you get what Franco was saying?
Unfortunately, we don't speak Arabic.
Okay, it's fine. Okay, Franco is talking about young people involving themselves into sex before marriage. He's saying it's not necessary for young people. If you know you're not married, it's not good for you to have sex. It means he's trying to support abstinence among young people. And his question is that sometimes you'll find young girls, young ladies trying to do abortion. Is abortion something recommended to be good or it's bad? That's his question. Yes, Sunday. As a youth leader, do you think abortion is good for young people?
Okay, I'm not in support of anything and all that. You see, it's always upon someone why they took such a step, yeah? You find people maybe due to pressures from family and all that, or maybe they're not ready to have this child, they go through that. But I'm not saying that abortion is right. I'm just saying everybody has a choice to do what they feel like doing with their body, but our society shuns away all these methods like abortion. And that's why, like, yeah, I agree with him, youth abstinence from sex could save, but we really need to wake up. This is 21st century and there's no way you will tell someone to abstain, yet they already know what they want. Yeah, so abortion comes out as a result of maybe this young girl wasn't ready for this, wasn't ready for responsibility to be a mom and all that. And also sometimes you find young girls opting for abortion because back in the family they will be treated differently, some might be cut out and all that. So you see, to answer Franco, it's not legal in South Sudan. Although in some other countries it has been made legal, like they've been given the right to do that. But then I wouldn't advise my fellow young girls to go through that. But then, what exactly do you, like, are you really ready for this? This is a responsibility. And that brings us to the questions of abstaining. So if you're not ready for responsibility, if you're not ready to be a mother, if you're not ready to be that parent, then you can abstain, or you can use the safety ways of preventing such. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Let me hope, Franco, you got their answer to your question. Fikeli Mato, Aboson Masa, Ma Legal Fi, Ajedi Fi, Jinup Sudan. So, in Salafi, Beleta Kawajat, Minki Nimon Gamulu Adi, Lakin Fi Beletana Ajat Kida, Mag Haselo, Diof de Kelimbardo, Kalamta Tala, Jena, Le Shabab Makwis, Arsan. Ma maruf hajatani bija hasla itakap. So the risala tole ita Franco alela nabiwon zufogo saha al jinsia al injabia lo index wild fogo ze sabab soker ita bagder asadu asan diuftana bijuabu le ita worila ana malu uwa mohim asan ita bi aruf saha al jinsia al injabia ze sabab. Au kaman ya turaya itabiwurile shabab fogo saha al jintia al injabia itabagder. Selik mwa anatuwale. Not forgetting that you are listening to Zone 72 Youth Program on iRadio, your eye on South Sudan. And this program comes your way every Saturday at 4 p.m. up to 5 p.m. And I am Winnie Eric, your host for the program. iRadio.
Hello, iRadio.
Yes, please. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I am calling Franco Majok from Awini, Northern Barangazari State.
You're welcome, Franco Majok.
Yeah, the problem of the youth is that the women sometimes they are what? They are causing the problem.
How?
Yeah, for the reason. Sometimes they say they can build a relationship with the young boys.
Has it happened to you?
No, I can't say whether in my room, I never hear.
Okay.
Yeah, women are young, married a young one. You have got the problem. Everybody can bring the problem with one. Between the husband and the woman.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks, Franco Majok, for that opinion of yours. He's saying sometimes it's women causing that. Let me just say, maybe old women, sugar mummies, because according to him, you have a neighbor who married a young boy. So sometimes it's resulting from these elderly women. We also have elderly men sometimes dating their daughters, you know. And you find you dating somebody who is sexually active, then she'll end up going out. Is it true? Yes, Sunday, is it right or it's not?
Well, first of all, why did this young man go to this old lady? Why did this young lady go to this old man? What are they lacking? That's the question. And I mean, right now we're okay, let me just say, they say age is just but a number, apparently. Of course, I'm not into that, because you see, they find it right when an old man goes for a younger woman, and find it like it's a crime for an older woman going for a young boy. I mean, this is something, it has nothing to do with the women. I don't think women are to be blamed, and neither are men. This is something that has been ignored and needs to be really discussed about or talked about, because we cannot just blame it on one side and leave the other side. Why don't we just look at the causes and the challenges, or maybe the forces that are making these things happen here? So, Franco, I think I've answered your question. It's not literally women who cause the problems. The problem can come from both parties.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. The problem is for all of us. All of us are part of the problem. You can also call and share. Or if you have advice to the young people concerning their sexual reproductive health as well, you can contribute. iRadio.
Hello?
Yes, please. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Monica. I'm calling from Awin.
You're welcome, Monica.
Yeah. Yeah, I will talk in Arabic.
It's okay.
The Sahakida, Panatai, and Wishkurum Shedi, the Parnamajal Homag, I mean, the Kalinjabi, or the Zimanusura. Anishna Fijinabasuda, myself that I didn't return another brave shady to stop action. Banat be Yahmalu, Huma, this is so far. For this type of appear of Hala, who saw it at Ali Mizad Niswan, one brave, but in Dar Sumadri, Shan Huma be out of Fugu Vitam. Oh, okay, so Yahri's next session may Yahmal of my age, Rimatani. I am a bishop. فلازم زي ما بتيجي لي قالت أخي أنا دايف إن زول ده يحتفظ بنفسه ويمشي يسأل في المستشفى ده كلام كويس جدا يا ريت لو كان بنات بقول جمرة وادي عشان يسمعوا أو الجيل اللي هم فيه هسه يقول جمرة وادي عشان يسمعوا إنه حاجة زي ريت يعملوا كيف عشان يقدر يحرس أنفسه يقدر يواصلوا تعليم بتاعهم إحنا هسه في جنوب السودان كان فتشنا بنات الخريجين بسيط وده السبب ما في حاجة تانية سبب من الفشل في المدرسة إن زول ما بيهتم بنفسه وزول ما بيعرف نفسه كيف لحد بيحمل من غير ما عارف وكان هني كيف بياخد طريقة وكان عمله حاجة بسيطة لكن في نهاية في ده حاجة جاب مشكلة كبيرة في نهاية بيدوا له بيت وكان عدوا له بيته خلاص ما في طريقة تانية للتعليم أنا بناشد بنات بداية مرة تانية إنه هما يحاولوا يواصلوا برنامج ده منظمة الآن بيكبروا ومنظمة ده كمان يوصل لحد الولايات عشان بنادي يكون عندهم awareness يعرفوا كلام ده كويس كل زول يحتفظ بنفس الشيء يقدر يتعلم الشيء.
اوكي شكرا. Sukran Monica Ma Musharaktake. Monica is actually appreciating you girls for the great job you're doing, giving advice to fellow young people like us, like you and me, and she's encouraging you to continue with it as usual. And she's saying our young girls normally drop out from school, they get unwanted pregnancies just because they lack parental advice, as you've mentioned earlier. Our parents are shy. I don't know what's really happening. They don't want to tell us about sex. They think when they tell us about sex, we shall go and practice. But that's not the case. So we end up going blindly and at last we drop out from school. That's what she's saying. Thank you so much, Monica, for that contribution. You can also share your opinion just like she shared as a mother. I read you.
Hello.
Yes, please. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Ukraine West, Nezabari, Juba.
Your name?
Kwajo Cirilo.
You're welcome. Kwajo Cirilo.
Yeah. So, I wanted to conclude on that program you are discussing. That girl child education is very important. I'm talking about the challenges facing young girls in our country. Of course, it is we men. We don't give them chance. And that's what we call child abuse, of course. We don't respect young ladies. So we are not supposed to be to close ourselves to them. We are supposed to keep the distance from these young ladies, say that they may get the education like other countries. And that's why we have less graduate ladies in South Sudan, of course. So it's not their mistake, of course, because if you are ever talking to girl today, tomorrow, and next, and yet she's still young, you may confuse. So that's my conclusions.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kwaje Tirilo, for that positive feedback and that nice advice concerning young people's reproductive health. You can also share yours. We are talking about sexual reproductive health and young people. If you have any question as a young person, ask and you will be responded immediately by a team of experts. They are young people like you, but they know more about sexual reproductive health and they will respond to you instantly. And tell me, why do you think it's important for you to know about, to know and maintain your sexual reproductive health as a young person? I radio. Yes, please. What's your name and where are you calling from? Yes.
My name is Christian. I'm calling from Virginia.
Welcome, Christian.
Yes, my question, I want to ask a question, my dear. My question is this, now, there is menstruation period in fact, but you are married with a lady which is under 8. Maybe there is a problem there or not, there is no problem.
Okay. All right, Christian.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I would like to, for this guy to narrate it for me.
Okay. Yes, concerning sexual reproductive health, if you meet with the lady who is on menstruation and she's still underage, will there be problem or no problem?
The chances are, why would you go for an underage child? Mm. You see, for the young ladies, their menstrual period starts at 9. People start at early age, and if she delays, it might be at 13. So I would not advise a man, or I would not think of a man who is fully grown going for an underage child. And yeah, it can cause complications for this young child because they're not used to this. This is like they're just starting the early stages of menstruation and they're not used to this sexual things and all that. And also, it's advised that when a lady is going through a menstrual period, it's not advisable to have sex and all that because of all the confusions and all that. So I wouldn't advise any man to go for an underage who is menstruating. Actually, I'm not in it. I'm against it. And a man who does that, okay, let me not sound violent, but then I'm not okay with that. That's an underage child.
It's okay.
Leave the child alone.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, Christian, let me hope you got the answer from this brave, intelligent girl. By the way, you ask a tough question, but she managed to answer it to you. And she's saying if a girl is underage, there is no way you will go and have sex with her. And though she is not underage, if she's menstruating, there is no need for you to have sex with her because there's flow of blood. And you know, we normally get STIs from blood mostly and vaginal fluid. So you'll be at high risk of getting infection at that time. So the only thing you can do is to wait until she is done. You can also share yours with me on iRadio.
Hello.
Yes, please. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Jeroboam Gerengereng Menareng.
You're welcome, Gerengereng.
I am the
Okay, sukran.
Sukran.
Gering Mamusarak Taki is in fact advising young people that if you know you are young, okay, for both boys and girls, you should take each other as brothers and sisters. There's nothing for you to date. You shouldn't date each other because your time will come. Thank you for that advice. Itakaman Bagder Sheri Krayataki Tuwali. I read you.
Hello, Winnie.
Medina?
Yeah.
Ita uduruen lakin.
Kwa isi nza monta wili, kia
wato. Ana, kwa isi marhab tuwali, ita uduru.
Ana wajar telefon kan kasaran cuy kita.
Oh.
Telefon yang orang di orang terus yang kita.
Nah, marhab.
Po anak dia ni sekarang kaisu. Po ayah ada besar jagal, besar rajin salah hasil berusaha. لا لا من نساوي الراجل لما يكون وجوده في بيت ما في أجينا ذاته ما بتربي أم براو بتربي مع أبو وأم اثنين أولا استخدام بكوندوم هو أصلا ما حاجة سهلة لأنه أصلا هي حاجة بلاستيكية وبتعمل سرطان حساسا حتى لو دكاترة هم بيتكلموا قالوا هم المنظمة هم الفاهمين هم المعلمين إذا إنه ركزوا على كوندوم ده لأنه حاجة بلاستيكية وهي بتعمل سرطان أكثر في 30%.
Wow, Medina Kande, mushkila tasawaga lakina nasuma ita sukran ma musharaktaki. So you're saying young people should not left be to sleep alone. They should be sleeping with their parents such that that and again it's like a restriction, right? Anyel, what can you say about that? Will you feel fine if your mom sleeps with you and your dad in the same room? How does that feel?
Like, let me say, sex doesn't, like, let me say, to the young people these days, someone can have sex even during day. During day, will your parents move with you or they'll leave you to move alone?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question. If you leave them to sleep with their parents, fine, I can sleep with my mom and my dad. I know I won't feel comfortable because still, tomorrow during day, I can do anything that I feel like. So it's not like they might put restrictions by making me sleep with them, but during day they won't put restrictions because I'll be loitering around, isn't it? Like I mean to go to school, I say I'm going to school, but I'm not going to school, obviously, because I'm restricted from having my other things that the body needs. Those things are still going to demand in the end of the day. So I will have to fulfill them as a young person undergoing adolescent stage. If it's sex that I need and my parents decide to sleep with me, because a lot of girls are restricted in South Sudan. Let me talk of the restrictions that are there. We have brothers following you up. You can't even go anywhere on your own. You don't party at night. You don't do anything. There are stages, and of which if you miss a stage, it affects you badly in the future. And so these stages now, these parents of ours should be aware of them. If we are going under adolescent stage, there is that stage whereby we are going to stop those behaviors. Sometimes we will stop. They don't last longer. It's just a period of time. You give it time. If you leave your child to walk freely, she's not restricted, but you make sure you advise her. She will listen and she will understand the reason as to why you leave her to move. Not because you do not want, you do want her to do bad things outside there, but because you do want something for her own benefit. It is good. Then one thing that we do is do not restrict your child, but advise her on what to do. Don't tell her you are going to sleep with me because tomorrow she will sleep with another man tomorrow during day. She can mean to leave in the morning. I'm going to school. She goes to the boyfriend, she starts having sex and then comes back home, sleeps with you. You think your daughter is safe. In the end of the day, she's pregnant. So these things, they don't work. A girl shouldn't be restricted. It's like there's a story of a man restricting his daughter to a point whereby he used to sleep with the daughter. The daughter goes to the toilet, he goes. He stands at the door, and the daughter eases herself or does whatever she does in the toilet. Comes back, goes to the room, she's locked inside. The whole time, for some good time, that girl and the boyfriend had already discussed on how to meet. It was through the window of the toilet. This girl and the husband used to have sex in the toilet. And so the father thought the daughter was safe. In the end of the day, found out the daughter got pregnant. And when the case was taken to the community, what did the girl say? My father is the one who impregnated me. Why? Because he's the only one who was sleeping with her in the room. So the father knew, didn't impregnate the daughter. And this thing, it came out as a result of restricting the girl. Had he advised the girl about certain things or talk to him as a father and a daughter talk, then this girl would have learned certain things in life. She wouldn't have taken a step, a huge step of impregnating herself simply because the father is restricting her. So these things also lead to the things that our parents want to prevent us from. We keep insisting, no matter how hard they try to stop us from doing those things. So I would advise my dear friend that do not try to restrict your daughters. Let them feel free, but make sure you guide them as a parent. Talk to her, or talk to her, even your boy, you talk to him. It's not hard. You will not die in the end of the day after you talking to your child about sex or about any other thing that concerns her health or his health. They will understand it. So thank you.
Okay. Itumlisa gasumale barnamita zone 72. Oh, come on. Can one su ah de dufta yao kelim. Can one su gal ke data office wo yal sukerin minken sabab fibetaki quiz. Ma minken ita biga bikutu control ketirle bini atake. Ita bigofulu low tiriga low back there. Minken rua asan ligofursha. Minken female party minken wen be bagi. Subanto lakin der ita bonusu lo ita bonusu mao materiga alikuwa isma kaman begua ma minkin kanuwa grafi mahal tuwal ita bi rasul zolfi wara to kida binyade definitely bifeti suteriga asanuwa bi hamel so ajalifi ita bonusu lo bira de kelima min diufta na fidakil studia taiza iradio o kaman ita bag der sheri kana bijashil wahid au itnin call after that we call it a day iradio.
Hello.
Yes, isma kunu darabin wen
darabin min kujana isimin Grace.
Marhab Grace.
So kati tu minati siri
anna kwesin.
Wa min gibel gana sma so de lakin teriga ni dugu mafi network cup ni dugu bamur wani
malish
sukura ne kumpikala tira na simiti ne wala dunia de biga mas manas ketir u banadza u karap te bafi su bidza tu bin ma bas makalam te kan guta bidi amul kire bid ma bamsi mikin amsi amul sumal tan tama ba te brasul pisu te belgo bid amul aja tani u bidde damanam to mafi zol bak dari damanu bidgal ana wala bidde amul kire kira nama dari amul kire bidde uya bafi sunefsu lakin deri safika nikin da bak der der so tabgula na madara jakire mata dor kire wana madara tabamu na jakire iskule mehim ufi maral ketira sa tala ya albara veri de ya tala jana jada ina fi malkusha nama nasi ya uja ligobi ga jana kusha kusha kubi kwa disi bobi kikinu jana dubi de ya uga wari gala ya desu wale kana na amin mo wale de madara wari nesu galde huu aba galde ma jana mto ya na madara mashulia jere abui berin bija tugana wel ba mona nakire atandi ga masi amu arakade masi dalti bitane ke no fi dawa kire kire bitala jana ya masi na dalo be tri jata na nas no bar umu jan na bar kan ma ligo gal biga indonesia ko sinu kan ma bar ko jata ya kan kire da mana ta banat ina umu yan tal le ta fi su bigo du sinu da bidde ne da so ya buga ba fi sinu su worilo la tin be tri gal to guatibero kire bas malakin ta jo kamul bara na sama baru ta mugi uti ba umuya la sa bukali fursa le banar ketis bidu ga bele bis no guma sana al zatu buser li bas za bidu ga en bara ita bini ta bita la min jo pet indu no li sa le ta ma bu gu gu la ma der li sa le li sa der ma bam fa lakin bini ga ga bele bis li sa al zatu na bi sa gra fisari zere zatu na muya al ma ko is bidde ma asante kallo fursa bu durdak ofu mushula tat kan biga fat de rajin to baden de fu mushula rajin to baden de ma fu mushula tat da fin fi bet ta ga inda so ti kale mo ni sa da ma der an ma der kira san su mo ta gita o mo jana ma yam si gira mu gulu wo ya ga ali mu binya to zere sukran.
Okay, sukran.
Hai.
So, Grand Grace, ma mushara taki, she talked a lot, but I'm going to focus on one of her points. She said recently in her area there's a girl who did abortion, and then she threw the baby on the rubbish pit. Yes, and they found it out after she started serious bleeding, and she said she did it because the person who impregnated her refused the pregnancy, and he feared that his parents will shout at her, so that's why she did it. And now, what is like your advice to young girls, especially if they are going into sex? What should they really normally do?
Okay, my first advice, you know, before, it's something you've already set in your mind. Mm. You've thought about it. You're like, I'm going to have sex. It just doesn't happen. Sometimes it happens, yeah? Before you have sex with someone, look at the consequences. Look at the outcomes. What are the outcomes? The possible outcomes is maybe you might get pregnant, the STDs, HIV, and all that, yeah? And if you consider this, you know that these are the possible outcomes. Then it means when you go through it, you know that you're gonna have one of them. And for the case of the young lady who had an abortion at that time, I mean, it's sad. I mean, yeah, it's really sad throwing a child. Medically, it has been advised that they save abortions at early stage. If you know, like, for example, you found out you're pregnant a month later after meeting with your partner, and you told the person, and they refuse that, they don't want to take responsibilities. It's always advisable you take advice from an elder person or a medical doctor. They'll take you through the procedures. You don't wait until the child is fully grown for you to do that abortion, because I don't see the point why you would stay with a pregnancy until maybe it's 6 months or 7 months. That's a baby. Mm. Yeah, so I'm feeling a pain because, yeah, someone wouldn't want to see a child thrown and all that, an abortion and all that. And also, it causes issues to this young lady because she did it in the other way. Maybe she did it, took something, I don't know what she took, and that's why she kept on bleeding. This can cause internal problems to her womb, which might cause infertility for good, yeah? Mm. So my advice to young ladies is that safe abortions have been provided, but in South Sudan, there are no records of that. And the best way, if you found yourself pregnant, if you are that open with your parents, of which I know most of us are not open with our parents, I think it's just best if we just walk up to them and tell them the whole thing. And if that's not possible, I don't know what to answer that. Maybe Anyeri can help.
Yes. Okay. The only best way, Sunday, I can say, if you, a lady, you are pregnant and pregnant for about 5 months, I would advise you, you better keep the child because you don't know what tomorrow brings to you. Mm. This child could be a blessing, probably. Let me say, if it's now a baby, like it is a baby, it's going to be, it's only left 4 months for you to give birth to that child. And after 4 months, there are still years for you to be held by that child. There's something that is positive that child is going to add into you or your life. Don't think that that's the end. If a man rejects you, yes, just let it go. Let him be. You are a woman. And remember, you can be stronger than a man. Anytime, mothers are the, let me say, some mothers are fathers and mothers at the same time. They hold a family. They handle everything that a father is supposed to do and a mother is supposed to do at the same time. So why not keep that child and become a father and a mother to that child at the same time? It's not so hard. Fine. You can provide everything, but time is going to come. That man will look for you. Mm. Aborting that child is not the solution. If it is 5 months, yeah, it could lead to death. Mm. Rather, you better keep the child and be safe with the child together. You give birth and keep on with your life. Let it be a lesson to you that you have been rejected because after the pregnancy, it could be like that man wanted to use you and then leave you. Hmm. Then why not let it be? You just forget it. Make sure you don't get traumatized with what the guy is saying. Just forget it. Just keep on. Focus on certain things. Become some entrepreneur, create some small business for yourself if you are not capable. If you can't talk to mommy and daddy about this thing, then talk to someone else, either your elder sister or a closer friend that can draw you close to what is good and not what is bad. So this is what I'm going to tell you. You are bigger than what the man thinks. Do not think low of yourself by aborting the baby. It's not good. And then throwing the baby at the rubbish pit. No.
Okay. Now, what is your last remark to your audience? Like, what is your message to the audience, to the young people like you? Maybe Sunday you can start.
My advice or my opinion to young people is that we are facing a lot of challenges, and we are in a society where everything is on the surface. It's open. Be it sex, be it whatever it is, it's on the surface. And as we know, we're in a world where we're trying to accumulate or trying to assimilate something, like be into the society, be into that first, yeah? So I would like to tell people that, the young people, that instead of maybe focusing a lot on things that maybe won't add value later, why don't you do something that grows you, that tomorrow you might sit down and be like, indeed, it was worthwhile. You can be that phenomenal youth. You can be that young woman who stood out to everybody, and you're doing well. I mean, we're here to build a better South Sudan. That's what we are. And as youth, I think we can do that. And also by creating awareness on this sexual health and all that to every other youth that is out there. There are people who are thirsty for this information. So I would advise every youth who is knowledgeable, who has this knowledge, to go and advise others. And to young girls, I would love to remind you that you're the roots. You are the mothers. You are the fathers, kinda. In a way, your own way, you're your own hero. Let no one belittle you to that point of you finding yourself not valuing yourself. Value yourself and know that you're worth a million dimes. Thank you.
All right. Yes, Señor.
Okay. To everyone, both the girls and the boys, men and women, let me say, I would like to tell you that our world is so small, actually. It could be of a round. It's of a round shape, but what is in it is way beyond what we think. You may see it small, but it's large. It according to what is done in it.
Hmm.
Let me say to the youths: certain things happen unknowingly, but doesn't mean that you take bad decisions because you are scared or you are stressed up. Please try to think and reason before you do something. It could lead you to bad situations in the end. So let me talk of the last topic that we talked of, the abortion issue. This is not only on the girl's side. It could be also the man advising a girl to do an abortion. Mm. It's not only the girl that has that problem. It comes from both sides. So I'm advising both the men and the girls and the boys, if you know that you are not ready for responsibilities, please abstain. If you know that you are not ready for responsibilities, please at least have protection during the sex process. It's going to be helpful in your life. Let us not force things to happen and then later on we regret them. We just have to do things with a straight mind. We have to let things flow in the rightful way. Hmm. As the youths, we cannot control, I understand, but at least we have ways we can prevent ourselves from doing bad things. Let us at least please our parents, have good manners at home, be relaxed, at least do things. Go study hard. You girls who are there aborting babies, study hard. Abort that baby and go to school, study hard. At least produce that child, go to school, back to school and study hard. If nobody's sponsoring you, you can become your own sponsor. Please don't let anybody lower you to the ground, at least. We know that we all fall, but what matters is how fast we get up from our ground. So please try to be a brave person, live your life, forget about all these things of the youths, the people that are doing bad things, forget. Just live your life and be a good person to yourself.
Okay, thank you so much. If I didn't pick your call, do not worry. We shall continue with the same program the coming Saturday at the same time. And what you should know is that youth can always send us questions about adolescent health to youthzone72@gmail.com or call 0922-009497. And the hotlines include for GBV is 623, COVID-19 is 6666, adolescent health immediate is 885. And with that, we have come to the end of today's edition of Zone 72 Youth Program, which tackled sexual reproductive health and young people. And my guests in the studio were Anyer Malwal, a youth working for Shabab Le Shabab, and Nyasande Mawich, Media and Communication Officer for Foundation for Youth, which is also a member of Shabab Le Shabab. Thank you for participating in the show, and remember to join again the coming Saturday at 4 p.m. for another edition of the program. My name is Winnie Eric. Until next time, stay safe.
The eye.